It's all over for one of the foundation clubs of the National Basketball League. Time ran out today for the Brisbane Bullets to find a new owner. The current owner, Eddie Groves, decided earlier this year that he would offload the Bullets when his childcare group ABC Learning took a big hit on the market and he had to sell his majority shareholding. Efforts to find a new owner failed. Now the NBL itself has problems. Donna Field reports.
In its heyday 2 decades ago, the Brisbane Bullets played at the city's biggest indoor venue, drawing crowds of more than 10,000. But in the 90s, crowds dwindled and the team moved to smaller premises. Eddie Groves has been the owner for close to a decade, but today handed the team licence back to the NBL. Former coach Brian Curl says it's a sad day for basketball and the players who have held out for a last-minute buyer.
These guys have got bills to pay. They've got, things that they need to look after in their life. But that's the trouble with professional sport. It's very unpredictable, and not only just from the playing side of things, but coaching side of things as well. So I just hope that something happens for these guys, and if it does, well, that's great. But if it doesn't, I think it's just a tragedy for the players.
One of those players is Mick Hill. At 29, he thought he had 5 more years before injury or age saw him retire.
Yeah, showing loyalty sometimes doesn't always help you out, but it's left me without a job in the NBL, and it looks like I won't be able to find another spot on another NBL team because of how late it is in the off-season. So at this stage, it looks like I'll have to retire and follow another career.
In the past 6 years, the Bullets and the Sydney Kings have won 4 championships. Sydney is also facing an uncertain future with a search on for a new owner. Brian Curl says the hierarchy of basketball needs to take stock to ensure the competition survives.
There's too many clubs losing a lot of money, and there'll be more clubs that will roll over, and that's not healthy for the league at all. So we need to make sure that there's a stronger structure there. I can't believe some of the clubs, how much money they're losing. They're not just losing a couple of $100,000, some of them are losing a couple of million.
Furious efforts to find a new owner for the Bullets failed today. In a statement, Eddie Groves said in the absence of any government assistance or major commercial interest, and with an incredibly short time frame with which to work, his only option was to hand in the licence, ending the Bullets' 30-year history. Former general manager Jeff Van Groningen says if a foundation club like the Bullets can't make it, then the league is in trouble.
I don't think you ever see these things coming, but I guess it's a real reminder that there's no guarantees in life. So, yeah, two years ago, we probably had one of the best seasons in the history of the NBL. But to make a team run, you need constant support, you need constant assistance. You want the government to be involved, you want your crowd to be involved, you want your sponsors to be there. It's not just about one person. I think Eddie did everything that he could for close to a decade to keep this team very successful, and it was. But you need more than that now.
The National Basketball League is currently reviewing its structure and will relaunch the competition in the next few years. Interim Chief Executive Officer Chuck Harmison says that should provide an opportunity for Brisbane to re-enter the league.
With the review, you know, there will be the new NBL in 2009-10. We'll have a new criteria for the teams will have to meet. And there's every possibility that Brisbane will be back in the league in 2009-10. As I said, basketball is very strong in Queensland.
The NBL Interim Chief Executive Officer Chuck Harmison, ending Donna Field's report.